HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
8 o'clock it is. This is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. It's our preview hour for a monster day's racing at Randwick. Fine and sunny weather starting the day. They're saying maybe a bit cloudy later, but no rain is on the forecast, and it's a beautiful morning out there. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, joins us. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Mark, the wind, it's certainly going to play a role, you would feel, if the Bureau gets it right. Kembla Grange, you're going to monitor that situation.
Yeah, look, the club reported that the wind's obviously started there this morning. Actually, suspended track work there about 6:30 this morning. So there's obviously some concern in respect to the meeting. We did lose, I think it was races 7 and 8 back on the 8th of August when it was those wind gusts that came through, and that really is the issue. It's not so much the high winds, but it's the wind gusts that, resulted in the horses being blown from their line. So, look, we'll monitor it and, obviously intend to proceed at this stage and but ensuring, obviously, the safety of our participants.
Okay, I understand. And I think Dave Anderson was telling us with the westerly winds, that blows virtually straight across the course.
Yes, it does, and that's obviously something that we need to monitor. And the direction of the wind obviously plays a consideration when looking at the suitability to race.
Okay, we'll monitor that here on Sky over the next few hours, and obviously any updates we'll bring them to participants. Righto, out to Randwick we go, fine and sunny. What have you found for us, Mark?
Out of the first race, Andrew, number one, Superium, obviously lost the race on protest last week, but look, it was a change of tactic back there to be more forward. It settled on pace, but then making the home turn, it did want to hang out, laid out on the straight, and obviously shifted out of the concluding stages and made contact with True Detective, didn't assist its own chances, and the winkers go on the horse today, so that might just straighten him up. A couple of horses to mention out of the highway from the 24th of August, the race won by Charlotte's Hat, number 9, Rioli. In that race, it did go back in the early stages, but then it was held up the clear running between the 300 metres and the 50 metres. It's one that should have finished closer. And also number 12, Lady Demi, was also slow to begin in that race, but then in the straight, it really didn't find clear running at any stage. Was beaten about 3 lengths, and it was probably unlucky not to finish in the placings of that race. And the only other one to mention, Andrew, goes over in race number 9, number 18, Cariff, first up at Randwick on the 24th of August. It finished fifth behind Sweet Deal when first up that day, beat 3 lengths, but it did jump awkwardly, raced quite keenly in the middle stages, and on the home turn it laid out, but then it was held up a clear running in the early part of the straight, and it did finish the race off quite nicely, particularly over the final 100 metres, so I thought it was worth mentioning as well.
Righto, and I should have asked the Snowdens, have we got any extra riders? We've had 2.17 and 7.9 that I've read out. Have you got any extras?
No, look, we're just in the process of tracking those down, Andrew, so as soon as we get those, we'll send them across to you.
Yep. No, good on you. So we're looking for 3.9, 4.11, and Cariff in the last 9.18. Thanks very much, Mark. Have a good day out there.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel will keep an eye on the situation around Kembla Grange with the strong winds over the next few hours. Ron Duffacy is with us, of course, and so too Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Munns. Pumped is certainly the word this morning. Days like today, I feel sorry for people who don't like racing.
You're so right, yeah. Get out there, even if you're just finding us on the dial by accident or watching us on TV by accident, and you cop these blokes talking about Randwick and you live in Sydney, get to the races because you will see some special horses running today. And you'll see Glenn Munsey wandering around in the theatre of the horse from Tab. Morning to you, Munns.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Ronnie. What a difference a morning makes to what it was around about 8 o'clock last night when that storm came through. It came through very, very quickly, and 0.2 of a mil of rain, that's all they got, and so they were probably lucky to dodge that and would have done the track the world of good after the winds we had here yesterday.
Sure. By the way, the push has come, Birdsville. I'm going on with this because the phones are even beeping at Munza's. Just how people are... Simon, you're going to come?
I'm in, Andrew. I've already told Gary I'm away next year, so I'm in.
Okay. Righto. So what about you, Munns? If we can organise it technically, are you going to come to Birdsville?
Yeah, they tell me you can fly right into Birdsville, Andrew. So when you arrive, I'll be ready and waiting for you there. So I will be part of the overall situation. But yes, you get out of sitting in a car for 20 hours and get on a plane. What do you think? The name's Billy, not Silly. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Exactly. And the press is right on Duff. We're 12 months away, but this will build if we can get it done technically. I've got the adrenaline pumping. How big will the tent be?
Oh, no, the Cavalieria, they say, are building a structure just for Ron at Birdsville. Should be ready for next year.
I'd like to report that I'm a team player, and no one will be going anywhere because someone's going to cover the Chelmsford Stakes, the Concord Stakes meeting in Sydney, and I'll be here on my own. But anyway, there's a lot of people looking for an opportunity in this business.
Yeah. Hey, I will say that the horses in the yard at Birdsville, they'd go all right, Ron.
Yeah,
you and Lizzie can come out and do them. And,
we'll put Randwick on Sky too, yeah.
No, it's a great day anyway. All the talk about Birdsville is because today it's Birdsville Cup, so we wish them all the very best. And they were on Sky 1 yesterday, and today we look forward to watching the Cup as well.
Yeah. And right, amazingly, I think Josh Fleming calls his 20th. Birdsville Cup.
Wow.
He would have been 5 when he kicked off.
Yeah, Josh isn't that old, is he?
He knows everyone by name then.
Yeah, well, he's...
That's only 10 people, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You have trouble working everyone's name out now. That's there over the weekend. That
exactly.
From Cambridge Stud yesterday, Andrew, I think it was a very much an eye-opener for him when he arrived.
Brendan Lindsay, the owner of Cambridge Studs there, and he was really surprised when he flew in just what he saw in front of him. All right, 4 hours and 3 minutes from a very strong first race, Glenn.
Oh, isn't it? What? The Strawberry Hill Stud will kick off today's race meeting at Royal Randwick. This is a Benchmark 72, and it's a much, much better race than a Benchmark 72 for three-year-olds over 1,300 metres. And we start with Superium. Winkers on today, the gear change. It's a $5 chance. Pandemic, $2.60 and favourite. Fun Star back today at $4.60. Yao Dash, this has got a trim up, $4.80 into $4.20 already this morning. After it was $4.60 out to $4.80, back to $4.20 this morning. Macambo at $41. Matty Rocks at $8.50. Pretty Brazen with the blinkers off at $23. Darling Point came out Wednesday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And Emeralds is a $31 chance. Good betting race this. Pandemic, the most popular runner, basically sat there $2.60 since the market went up on Wednesday. It's more than double the investment any other runner, and popular already this morning. Second pick is Fun Star, and third pick is Yao Dash, and a third of the money for Yao Dash has come this morning, $4.80 into $4.20 already.
Is it the clear leader, Simon?
I think so now. I had originally had Pretty Brazen going forward, but by all reports they will be riding her back today. So I think Yao Dash comes across with Superium, and Matty Rocks and Emeralds kick up from the inside. I guess with the predicted win, Ronnie, it's just how the connections are going to play it, whether they're all looking for cover with these, I suppose, with all the maps today.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Different people read it different ways. I read it like if there is a pattern, they overplay the pattern. Last time we had these sort of wins, I think you can go back to cases where, you know, everyone's got in their head that you've got to be getting cover, and then the last three leaders win because everyone overdoes it. So there's a fine line. There's a fine line. But this first race, you'd expect, you know, Yao Dash, now that Pretty Brazen's going to go back a little bit to go forward, maybe, you know, obviously Superum there as well. So I don't know. There doesn't look to be a lot of pressure here, and that's probably why there's going to be early money here for Yao Dash. In saying that, you got to trust your eye. And Pandemic could not have been more impressive on the Kensington track last time. I know he's 1,100 to 1,300, but at least he's a finisher. He's not a leader. I think whatever wins this obviously stamps himself as a real Spring Carnival prospect, even though it's only a Benchmark 72. And I want to be with him. I don't think it'd be any shorter than that, because all these horses do have a price where they've got to be backed. Fun Star, well, not enough talk about her. She's a beauty, and obviously the stable's got a huge opinion of her, and she's strong and she's untapped as well, being unbeaten. No secret, I'm a big fan of Superium. He's right at his peak today, but he's just paid that price, hasn't he, for that placing in that Group 3 with 59.5 here. But don't underestimate him. Those winkers may just help straighten him up. And Yayo Dash, no knock. That's a big midweek win, but let's face it, it's still midweek form until he proves different. 2-3-1-4.
Yeah, same first four. What a race. I think the top four, you'd want to back him anywhere after their last start. Certainly Superium, Pandemic, Funstar. Anyone who saw the Chris Waller pre-spring report, she was the filly he seemed to be most excited about. So very much looking forward to how she comes back today. And yeah, Dash, horses that run those figures on debut, you just back them wherever they go the next start. And to think you're going to get, you know, 4-1 about him today, it just shows how deep this race is. I lean with Yao Dash. He was ultra impressive on debut at Canterbury, and I don't think there's a lot of speed or pressure in this race. So I think he could get away with a few cheap sectionals out in front. Ronnie's touched on, they can overplay it a bit with the wind, and if they let him go, those figures he returned on debut is serious talent. So he's going to take some catching. No doubt Pandemic is the danger. It certainly flattered his rivals last start. I think he was entitled to win by a lot further. He's got a devastating turn of foot. The jump up in trip is some query, but I think Ronnie's right. The way he finishes off, he suggests the 1300 shouldn't be an issue. All eyes on Funstar this preparation. Very interested to see what level she gets to. And number one, Superium, lost the race on protest last start. But at his top third up, I know he gives weight away, but he's at his peak, so suspect he'll run well again. But yeah, with the Yao Dash, my numbers 4, 2, 3, and 1.
Yes, Darren Flindell calling all the action. He's with you, Simon. Yao Dash number 4 to beat 6, 2, and 3. 4, 6, 2, and 3. And while Glenn, as you say, this is a benchmark 72, I've looked at the Golden Rose market and a few of these are in it. Superium and Yao Dash, I think, are at 26, and even Funstar is at longer odds. So I know it's only, as you say, a 72, but it could change it a little bit if one was dominant today.
Yeah, oh, certainly so, Andrew. That's a great segue, because next Thursday night, the Golden Path returns on Sky Thoroughbred Central in the lead-up to the Golden Rose, and Ronnie will be joining me each and every Thursday night to have a look at the runners in as they lead in to the Golden Rose, which is run on the 29th of September. So that's a very, very handy segue, Andrew, and thank you very much for that.
Well, I was just going to ask, what time's that show on? Midnight or something?
It'll be at 9 o'clock on Thursday. It'll be Form Line 7:30 to 8:30. The Playbook 8:30 to 9, and then the Golden Path at 9.
Righto, good to know that you'll be sticking around Duff after Form Line for that one.
Really excited about that.
We've got Neil Perry this year. I'd like to thank Neil for coming on board, and Peroni of supplying the refreshments.
That'll be good viewing. Let's move to the Tab Highway. As we know, the Kosciuszko tickets, they cease at midnight tomorrow night. We're very close already. With the 2 days to go, we're already very close to where we ended last year. The response has been enormous, therefore. $5 tickets closing at midnight tomorrow night, Munns, and a few of these could end up in, well, one or two of them could certainly end up in the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, well, one of them was trying to get into the Kosciuszko, Andrew, and is it time we change the eligibility for the Tab Highway? We've got a situation today where Kudaman, who was the clear favourite for this race, because it's a Canberra-trained galloper, it goes to the bottom of the pile in a Tab Highway, but yet in the Kosciuszko, two Canberra runners are permitted to run in the Kosciuszko. And Kudaman was pretty high up in discussions for the Kosciuszko, but today he was made fourth emergency. Had there been any other acceptors, he would have been at the bottom of that, despite the fact he's the highest rated runner. He was the top weight for the race and was going to be favourite.
He had a rating of 71, which Nick Anita and Pressbox both have, but it will be interesting. There's always changing, you know, zones in these Tab Highways because the success of it, basically.
Well, you know, people come from far and wide to run in the Tab Highways, and, you know, yeah. Canberra was classified up until, you know, 12 months ago as a country club. It's now a situation on its own. But, you know, we might just have to look at that because, as I said, we have changed the rules for the Kosciuszko. We may have to change them for the Tab Highway as well. But, yeah. this is a class three today over 1200 metres,
yep.
And equal balance here, earmuffs off today at $51. Logan River out, no deduction. I think it's going to Griffith, Mitch Beer said. Zadoro out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Hit the target for Stephen Jones is a $5.50 chance, and that price makes it equal favourite, I think you'll find. Nick Anita at 11, Press Box at $9.50, Barbas at $9.50, so put the line through it at Mudgee tomorrow. Vacate is a $14 chance. Rioli at $16. Charlotte's Heart is a $9 chance. Luna Mia came out on Friday, 8 cents a win and 9 cents a place. It's in at Scone on Monday. Lady Demi at $5.50. Settle down, Simon, please. Lady Demi at $5.50. Den Miss is a $31 chance. Rev It Up Red Nut at $15. Le Shark at $7.50. Marikawa at $17. And Glamour Cruise, Timmy Clark, the rider now, is a $26 pop. Most popular runner is Lady Demi here in front of now. Hit the target and Press Box.
And the pace has changed with a couple of these scratching, Simon.
Yeah, we've got none, Andrew. I had Kudamain leading. Logan River was pressing forward. So I'm not too sure who leads this now, Ronnie. I've got a few. Charlotte's Hut from out wide, possibly. Press Box, Vacate, Lashrak, and Hit the Target. They're the next ones I had in line, but I'm not too sure who takes this up now.
Wow. Very rarely you'll pick up a 1,200-metre highway and find no speed. We've lost... You know, obviously, Kudamain and Logan River were our two go-forward horses there. So who's going to make a move here? It might be Hit the Target with probably the more inside draw, or who knows? I don't know. Honestly, I've got no idea. There's a lot of back markers in this race, which is a real concern. I like Press Box. I just like what she did last preparation. She's still a young mare. She 3 for 3 for Dean Murphy, and she trialled the other day without her blinkers, and I thought she did enough just coasting along there. I love these horses when they spell, especially mares, and then they their confidence is built right up, and this is a lovely race for her to resume in, and we're getting a price to find out. I think Hit the Target has come more into play with the scratchings, just as far as where he sits in the map here and a little bit of confidence level about him. So he could well be a go-to horse for a lot of punters here. Barbas, don't know where he gets to in the run, but his two trials have looked nice. And he has obviously has some good runs in highways in the past. And Nick Anita's the other one. She was held up and should have finished so closer there at Canterbury. And she's ready now, third up, and she's... look, she's run second twice at this track and distance, so she's a touch of overs as well. Good little betting race. I hate to leave Lady Demi out, but 6, 4, 7 and 5.
Yeah, really tricky sort of highway, especially with the map. I'm going wide. Marikawa for me, I think, certainly presents good value in this race. Really caught the eye. It's going two back over the 1,100. Storm Tone to finish fourth and then just gapped him last start. Admittedly, only in benchmark 58 grade, but the time he ran there was solid enough comparatively to the card. I expect him to measure up here down in the weights, and it does look to be a target. 32 days between runs, so they pick this race out off that win, and expect him to run well at good each-way odds. Another one I want to throw in at good odds, Glamour Cruise. Did enough first up. She's only lightly raced in the right stable. She's won. Possibly he could settle closer to the speed from that draw. With the lack of speed in the race, I expect her to run well. Hit the Target, as Ronnie touched on, probably does roll forward in this race, which looks to be a key advantage here with the lack of speed in the race. Mixed his form last time in, but I thought he still raced well and formed good enough to be winning here first up. And of the rest, number 12, Lady Demi. The draw is tricky, but look, she is a capable mare and she can run well again. But yeah, I want to go wide here. My number's 16, 17, 4 and 12.
Crikey, you have gone wide.
Yeah. Yeah, what, $17 and $26 for your first couple there at the moment. Darren Flindell likes 12 Lady Demi to beat 6, 10 and 4. 12, 6, 10 and 4. Race number three on this huge day. It's a big day for Nick Moraitis and his family and everyone concerned around Might and Power race day here, Glenn.
Yeah, and race three is the Might and Power for CPA, Cerebral Palsy, the sprint. That's the fundraising day with Might and Power Day today. And Nick's done it for many, many, many years. I'd hate to think how much money that Nick has raised for the Cerebral
Just
Palsy.
Just under $6 million.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Magnificent effort from a fine, fine gentleman in Nick Moraitis there. So race three here. This is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres. We start with Blur Roach here with a raft of gear changes. We've got the barrier blanket off, the blinkers off, and the scalping boots come off, and it's a $3.80 chance. Invictus Salute out Thursday, 18 cents a win and 14 cents a place. Miss Invincible, $3.40 in favourite. Kawakini, scratch from Brisbane to run here at $9.50. Bare Naked Lady with the blinkers off at $5.50. JJ Dar with a lugging bit on at $7.50. Ballistica is a $4.40 chance. Funstar out no deduction. Annie Prue at $126. Catwalk out no deduction. And our Rose Marie at $41. Most popular runner here is Blur Roach. Interesting this morning, JJ Dar has been 9 into $7.50, and that's off no money.
Hmm. Okay. Pace here?
Yeah, looks solid. From our deep, I think Annie Prue and Miss Invincible, they come across. Miss Invincible drawn on the inside could hold up or press forward and take up the running. I think Bare Naked Lady just gets the camp on the speed there, and JJ Dar won't be far away as well, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. I'm confident number one's the horse to beat here. I think it's acceptable odds. She was a scratch from the wet last week, Blue Roach. I think she's trialled well enough. Second to Libertini. We saw that trial. I thought it was good enough for this race. She's a Group 3 winner down the straight there in the last spring. She's usually good fresh with two preps for a win and a second. She's going to stud, and Snowden. The Snowdens will have a wound up to run well. There's no doubt about it, considering they've probably only got her for one or two runs. Miss Invincible's the danger. She's Johnny on the spot. She's sharp. She wasn't far off second up. She'll give a sight here for a long way, there's no doubt. 5 Bearmont Naked Lady is a little bit dangerous here. She's probably at best when she's fresh, and she does find a race that lacks a bit of depth here, I would have thought. And Ballistica was a good, strong win first up, and there's a chance she could be a bit better this prep. But I think it's the better of the day, 1.357.
Yeah, I'll swing to Bare Naked Lady, Ronnie, I think. Just looking at her form last time in, she's only won 2 from 11, but placed on 6 occasions. And I think, you know, she's just been chinned by notation. She bumped into Wild Planet, narrow defeat behind Shara Terra at the weights, I think, and, you know, bumped into Sir Elton at her last start. 63 days between runs, the blinkers come off. And I just think she gets the camp on the lead duo here. I think Josh Parr gets first run. And I think that being the case, happy to back her in this field. The danger, I think, is Ballistica. I love when mares or any horse come back and run a new peak first up. It was a strong performance. I know she's up in grade against better company, but I think she can take that next step. Stable's certainly going well. Number three, Miss Invincible, won well fresh and then thought she had a chance last start, but she puts herself into the race from the outset and should give a bit of cheek. And no knock on Blur Roche, giving weight away, but she's earned it. And certainly looks to be well set up to run well. But I think Bare Naked Lady at the weights, I think she brings the best form, and I want to lean her way. My number's 5, 7, 3, and 1.
Darren Flindell goes Blur Roach here, number 1, to beat 3, 5, and 7. So the same way as Duff Totally, 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the Might and Power race 3. Still those jockeys to come for Michaela Weir and also Cariff in the last. As soon as we get those, we'll bring them to you. Let's take a break. Back with race 4 in a moment.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer a colt to own with Aquas Farm. By Vancouver, Gay trained him to be the Golden Slipper winning champion two-year-old. From Danglissa Girl, daughter of the Gay Train Group 1 winner Danglissa, and closely related to Gay's Group 3 winner Sweet Redemption and Gay Stakes winner Unite and Conquer. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian and Aquas team for $9,400 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Lano, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the raw side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Chapin Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect me free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Saxon Warrior, unbeaten Group 1 winner at 2.
Saxon Warrior, Ryan is galvanising and through on the far side. It's history for Aidan O'Brien. Saxon Warrior won the racing post.
Brilliant 2,000 guineas winner at 3.
Now it's Saxon Warrior in front. Saxon Warrior has won by a length and a half.
One of the best and fastest sons of Deep Impact. Out of an unbeaten European champion 2-year-old. Saxon Warrior, new for 2019 at Coolmore. Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central, our preview hour for Randwick. Stewards note, just coming through on the Tab Highway, the boys discussed there wasn't any pace. Charlotte's Heart, now an option to be more forward if circumstances permit. So, Duff, we might see a bit of this filtering through on the Tab Highway.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah, and it's a wise move by Brett because, you know, she's pretty fit and up and running. So there's the first move. I'm thinking another couple might go forward there now.
All righty. Let's move to race four. Jockey to come for number 11 here, Glenn Munsey.
Oh, yes, and it's Max Bucks. The fourth is the Sydney Markets. It's benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres. And Petrology, now with Nathan Doyle. Tongue Tie On and $51. Marillo, it's $7.50. Baller, the $2.25 favourite. Master Ash back at the races today with an offside Bubble Cheeker, earmuffs pre-race, and back as a gelding. It is a $6.50 chance. Noble Joey's at $61. Condor with the blinkers off at $14. All Too Free at $4.80. Eugene's Pick is an $18 chance. Tarbert, scratch from Brisbane for Johnny Shelton, the defending Kosciuszko trainer, champion, at $10. Wanda is a $34 chance. And Max Bucks, you're not going to believe this, Ronnie, has firmed again. 301 into 81. And, yeah, there is...
It's the poppy. It's the popcorn.
It's this week's Royal Popcorn.
Any money for the multi, the two stable mates there, Annie and
not
Max?
At this stage, but happy if anyone would like to invest on it. Not even enough for a pre-dinner drink at the moment with Max Bucks, but most popular runner is Baller in front of Master Ash, and after the feast that was put on by Royal Popcorn last week, it's a little bit disappointing, to tell you the truth.
Who goes forward here?
Noble Joey only knows one way, Andrew, so imagine he presses forward, takes up the running, Baller comes across and imagine sits outside. Master Ash is the fly in the ointment. If it looks to kick up fresh, could hold a few out. So that's probably the one sort of reservation I have on the map, Ron, but looks to be solid enough up front.
Yeah, you know what you get with Noble Joey and a fresh probably Master Ash, and like you said, Baller will roll forward. He has to from that draw. I don't think there was anything wrong with Murillo's first up run there. I thought he did enough at the 1,100. I got him sitting beautifully on the map here, Murillo, personally. And I think $7.50 is overs him. I know I don't like sending good money after bad, but, you know, let's face it, he's only had three runs in Australia, and his first up run, he did enough. You know, I think is a strong lead up for this sort of race. I'll put him on top. Look, if Baller finds his form, he wins. It's as simple as that. Can we press a button? I don't know. It's been a while now since he's won a race. Well, I suppose it was the spark of life in February. It's not too bad, but I just didn't like the way he stopped the last bit the other day, but I suppose it was a Group 3, and this is back to a benchmark 78. Jeez. 5-4. Yeah, fair enough. If he's in form, that's his price. 7-2-3. Like the way she savaged the line in both runs back. And Master Ashes, probably one of the bigger queries of the day. If you can go back to his best, well, you know, his up-and-coming win, he bolted this race in. Just not enough evidence in those trials. 2, 3, 7, and 4.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Slightly different order. I've stick with Baller. Just given how hard he was in the market in that show county, sent out 7-2. I thought he had the run of the race and he was there to win. And look, they just went straight past him over the concluding stages. But he's still beaten less than two lengths. I thought it was a solid enough first up run. Should give him a good platform for this second up. And he finds Nashra Willer from a controlling draw. So I think there's a bit to like. Agree. Couldn't really tell you there's much edge in that price though, but got him on top. From number 7, all 2-3, really good run first up, and then took a good step forward off that. Mare's in form. Again, this is a lot harder than what she faced last start, but I think she deserves her chance. Number 4, Master Ash, big watch fresh. Very interested to see what the market does with him. I think if he's solid, or in fact if money comes for him, expect him to run very well. And number 2, Murillo. Interesting with the jockeys here. Tim Clark rode all 2-3, both runs back, and sticks with Murillo here. So I think that's a pretty good lean that expect it to run well second up. But with Baller, this is certainly his race. If he's going to do really anything in the spring, he'd want to be winning today. So my numbers 3, 7, 4, and 2.
Darren Flindell goes for the Gelded Master Ash to win here, number 4, to be 2, 7, and 3. 4, 2, 7, and 3 in race number 4. Now we get to the big stakes races. Glenn, they may be small in number, but there's a lot of interest the next couple. What about the Furious?
Yes, just an update to the first, Andrew. Yao Dash is now into 380. Pandemic came into 250, back to 260. Yao Dash, so it's a full point firm this morning. Yao Dash in the first there. Yep, but the Furious, this event over 1,200 metres, and I'll get to that right race there. I'm still on the first for some reason. Why am I doing that? Okay, we'll get to the fifth, and we start with Kiyomichi here, who's a $12 chance. Libertini, favourite, at $1.20. Probabile, with a cross noseband on, is a $14 chance. Villamai, with a cross noseband on and the earmuffs on, at $8. Let It Pour at $14. Darling Point, scratching the first to run here, at $61. And Bright Rubik is a $61 chance also. Interesting to note here, over the last sort of 12 hours, Kiyomichi's been $16 to $12. And the favourite's gone 118 back to 120. Villamai's gone 7 out to 8. Let It Pour's gone 12 out to 14. The two roughies are 51 to 61. Totally dominates the hold here, Libertini. They were quite happy to take $1.18. They're even happier now to take the $1.20. First bet Wednesday was $32,000 at $1.20, quickly followed by $28,000 and change at $1.20. And they haven't stopped from that point onwards.
It's interesting with Darling Point not running in the first coming here. Is it the pace?
I think she can be among the speed, although I think up in grade, I'd imagine they'll be looking to take a trail with her. Kiyomichi's the one, I think, from out wide. They'll press the button with her. Villamai also presses forward. They look to be the lead duo, and Libertini just camps on them, Ron.
Yeah, look, they've got to let her stride across today, Kiyomichi. She's set up all the winning form leading. And they just rode her a little bit conservative against the older mares the other day. She'll go forward. Where the other one was Speed Villamai, they've put the muffs on, a crossover noseband. That's telling you negativity, trying to slow her down a little bit. So there's an opportunity for intent with Kiyomichi there. Well, what do you want to say? She's an outstanding prospect. We all know that. She was brilliant. It's impossible to tip anything to beat her on. You know, sectional times and common sense. I'd love to see her do it again. We need good horses. She's on top. I think Villamai can run second. I thought she was excellent. The more I look at that race the other day, the better she went. She was hammer and tong with the other filly up front who dropped off, and they only nabbed her for a place late, Villamai. She'll go much better today. Let It Pour is what you see is what you get, a real little trier, and Probabil will do good work late. Kiyomichi, I just can't believe I haven't put her in the first four here, but I just want to see her again. But no surprise to see her improve, obviously. 2, 4, 5, and 3.
Yeah, no surprises here with the favourite Libertini on top. I thought it was interesting with the interview with Anthony Cummings this morning, Ron. He wasn't really cold water on the Everest, was he?
No, definitely not. I think they're one step at a time and see what she does today. I think any Everest decision with a horse like Libertini, well, a filly like Libertini, will revolve around when she hits 1,400 for the first time to say, well, oh, she might be better at 1,200. Rather than stretching her out to 14 and a mile. But I don't think any Everest questions are going to be asked till she hits 1,400.
Yeah, fair call. How do you tip against her? She was ultra-impressive first up. The cloth backed up that. Expect her gets a camp on him again. And, geez, how good's Tommy Berry going? Best filly in the country, best colt in the country. So he's in the box seat here, and she should be very hard to beat. I want to give Kiyomichi another chance. She was so poorly weighted in that race first up, and to think the price she is, geez, I wish it was an 8-horse field. I'll be backing her each way for sure today. So just with that 2-place pull, obviously, makes it a bit difficult, but she'll run a lot better. I don't think she's actually that bad, to be truthful, with the weight she had. So expect her to run well, especially if she leads. Number 4, Villamai, stuck on really well first up, should improve on that. And number 5, Let It Pour. One of the best maidens going around, you'd imagine, this filly. And look, she should run well again. But yeah, all eyes on Libertini. Very interested to see what she does to the clock today. My numbers 2, 1, 4, and 5.
For Darren, it's 2 Libertini to beat 3, 4, and 6. 2, 3, 4, and 6 in the Furious race number 5. Then we get to the race that's been in everybody's minds this week, Glenn, the Concord. Take us through it.
Okay, let's have a look at the Forum Concord Stakes here, starting with he's the undisputed Tab Everest champion, Red Zell, because no other horse has won it. And he's back today at $6.50, $11 in the Tab Everest. Pirata, I should say, name change this time, $7.50, an $8 chance in the Tab Everest. Nature Strip, $2.30 in favourite. Now, the earmuffs in the race come off, so it's earmuffs in the pre-race only today for Nature Strip, $2.30. Hasn't got a slot at the moment, and a $15 chance in the Tab Everest. Sunlight is a $5 chance here and $11 in the Everest. Graph at $7.50 here, $26 in the Everest, coming back from a tie forward operation, and the blinkers go off. And Zeus Style, $6 here, $26 in the Everest. The most popular runner is Nature Strip in front of now Red Zell, $30 in front of Zoo Style. Next pick is Sunlight, and basically no money at all for Pirata, who went up $3.50 in the all-in market Monday, and Graf, who over the last 24 hours is $6 out to $7.50.
And everyone's thought about the pay. Simon, what's your thoughts?
Well, Zoo Style's never been headed in his life, so I'd imagine he only knows one way. I think the lead duo are Zoo Style and Red Zell. They've shown their hand with Nature Strip at the trials. They'll be looking to take a trail with him. I don't think it's all that bad for Sunlight. I think she can certainly cross Pirata early, and I think she'll just take the trail behind Zoo Style. So I'd imagine that's how they'll race, Ron. Nature Strip may be locked away on the inside, but I'd imagine he'll get out.
Obviously the way the track's playing plays a little part here. My theories on the speed is, well, I think sure, it'll just get into a rhythm and cross. I don't think he's got to wait too long. If he waits too long, you know, Nature Strip, who doesn't probably go the first 50 metres, can get trucking. And if he sort of gets up inside heels, he can charge through underneath Zoo Style. And then Zoo Style's got none anyway, because he'll break him. So I think Zoo Style has to lead. He's a control freak. Well, I think he is. There's no evidence. He's never been beat. On the fence.
Interesting. Yeah, when the acid test goes on him, we'll find out today, because he's never really had a horse, or certainly of this calibre, pressure him. So I'm very interested to see how he does go today.
Yeah, I think they don't want to forget about him, because he'll sprint quickly, and I can understand their support for him. Red Zell is the one that keeps them all honest all the time, and Nature Strip, will all depends what how Nature Strip's feeling. I've got a feeling that they're going to be negative to a certain extent with Sunlight, considering circumstances. Great race. As I said earlier, a horse that starts to get easy in the market will hit a mark here and then they'll back it, and then another one will do the same thing. This is a real bookmaker's dream, this race, whether they can make their percentages in their book. Although I think he's unders in a field like this, I have to tip Nature Strip with his 1,000-metre record. From what I've seen at the trials, you go back to the Galaxy, I know it was a wet track. He had Pirata, Redzil and Graff all behind him. He looks like he's better this preparation. We know he can run time at 1,000 metres. I've got to be with him. I'm terrified of Graff charging over him late. I'm terrified of Pirata running over them late. I'm not changing his name to Pirata or whatever it is. That's bad karma.
That's a tear-up, isn't
it? That is bad karma. So it's Pirata and Redzil. He's a racehorse. You know, we should just, even though Nature Strip had his measure at the trials, that's not a race. That's a trial. This is Redzil. We know what Redzil does in races. He has a go. 3-5-2-1.
Yeah, very keen on Nature Strip. Haven't thrown the M word around very often.
Oops.
I think I reckon he is today, Ronnie. This is so tailor made for him. He's he polarizes people. Nature Strip. You either love him or you hate him, and I'm certainly in the love camp. And I know what he can do, and his best form is certainly fresh. 9 starts with more than 21 days between runs. He's got 7 wins. All his peak performances have come fresh. He gets the camp on the speed here, the way he's been trialling. James McDonald's certainly bullish leading in this campaign. And the biggest tick for me, the ear must come off. I think they overdid it in the 10,000. He chilled him out too much. So
yep.
This is his wheelhouse. He gets the drop on him. I think there's a few here heading towards, obviously, the Everest. They're not quite ready. He needs to make a statement. I think he'll be winning. So clearly on top from 4 Sunlight. You can't knock her. I'm certain Connections or hoping she can get closer to Nature Strip this time than the last time they met. I'm sure she will. I think she'll get a nice trail from that draw. I think she'll just camp on him and she should run well. She always does. Number 2, Pirata. 1,000 metres is a query for me. If you stop the Galaxy at the 100-metre mark, Nature Strip clearly got his measure, but I think he can certainly run well. And number 5, Graff. Yet to beat any of these horses home in any meeting. That's my one concern, but he has had that operation, so he's always had the talent, and I'm just keeping him safe. But, yeah, all over Nature Strip today. My numbers 3, 4, 2 and 5.
I think you got the M word covered here. You know, it just goes past the line winning. You say, moral. If he gets beat, you go mongrel. And the same.
Yeah.
You've got
that's
it covered.
That's what I didn't say.
You've got it
wrong.
Covered.
Good word, mongrel.
You don't use it very often. You don't use it very often, but you managed to use it twice so far today. And, we did hear the one that snuck out that in its game.
I'm not surprised you're going to go up on Monday, but market watch on that one for sure.
Lunar Mia. Righto.
$1.40.
Righto. For Darren Flindell. 3 Nature Strip, 1-5-4. Darren Flindell's numbers, 3, 1, 5 and 4. By the way, don't forget the big sixes back today. Projected pool of 190,000 at Randwick, beginning with race 4. And the bonus bet offers are there as well. Races 1 to 5. And then if you're in a TAB venue, you'll get the next couple of races as well. But the bonus bets are there. And the big six today, projected pool of 190,000. Back to look at the Chelmsford Stakes next on Racing HQ.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. 4 fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Ever dreamt of owning a share in a racehorse? Running in the world's richest country race? Well, the Kosciuszko is back. And you could win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race on Everest Day, October 19. To enter the draw, purchase a $5 Kosciuszko ticket on the TAB app or at your local. The Kosciuszko. Tickets on sale now. Entry open to New South Wales residents only. Visit thekosciuszko.com.au for details. Racing New South Wales authorised under New South Wales permit number GOCSC 1042. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Mum, if you saw a couple looking at TVs at Bingley,
yeah,
and the guy wanted the latest 65-inch QLED 4K, but she said, how are we going to get it home?
Yes.
Would you say, guys, we'll give you free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above?
No.
What?
She's not a guy.
It's a figure of speech.
You tell her that.
I'll just tell her, free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above right now.
At Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au. Racing HQ, brought to you by Tabs New Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ, we're down to the last three races. Still some intriguing racing here with the Chelmsford and the Tramway and the last race. Glenn Munsey's with us from Tab to look at the Chelmsford market. Nash Rawilla takes the ride on Morris here, Glenn.
Yes, and I've realised why I couldn't get back on that race. The mouse has run out of battery, so we'll have to go back to manual here. Righto, the Bob Ingham Chelmsford Stakes today. Mr Bob Ingham has the Chelmsford named after him. He used to be the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes, but it's the Bob Ingham now. And Avilius is the favourite here, and an odds-on chance at that, at $1.95. Sam Adout is a $10 chance. Finch is at $14. Shra Row at $51. 60s Groove. Pulled up sore yesterday at Wyong. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. A deduction there for it. Patrick Erin at 81. Harapore at 61. Sir Charles Road at 71. Morris at 101. Brimham Rocks with the blinkers off at $126. Angel of Truth at 12. Unforgotten at 750. Young Star 34. Conte Patiro with the blinkers off at $10. Girl Tuesday at 9. And Natoya running here in preference to the last at $81. Well, Avilius, basically one of the better back runners on the program here, went up as much as $3 in the all-in market on Monday, was into $190 in the all-in market. They put it up $2 in the final field market, went $2, $195, $2, and already this morning $2 into $195. Clear top pick here over Unforgotten, who's got a little trim this morning, $8 to $7.50, and third pick would be Sam Adout, who's back into $9.50.
And is there much pace with Sam Adout with its wide draw, Simon?
It'll come across, Andrew, and looks to be, I think, it looks just an even tempo to me on paper. Conte Patiro presses forward. I think Angel of Truth rolls forward fresh. And then the ones that can hold a position, I think Unforgotten and Girl Tuesday from their inside draws, Chris Waller generally wants to take full advantage of those. So I imagine they press forward in behind. But I think Sam Adout looks to get the favours again. Favourite Avilius, likely to get back, but should be out of trouble from the wide draw, Ron.
Yeah, he strolls across here, doesn't he? Yeah, he doesn't even have to. Yeah, it'll be a typical Tim Clark special from the outside draw here. It's just, I'll come across when I want to come across. So does anything kick up and make him do any work? I don't think so, unless Angel of Truth wants to show some intent first up, or Conte Patiro. So it's all about Sam Adout there. Look, he has to get another chance here. Avilius was obviously 1400 was too short for him first up on that dry track. I would have been more confident if we're probably staying around the soft five by this stage of the day. He doesn't want it drying out too much, but although I think he's short enough, and if I have concerns is that he's already had a run back first up at a mile, I'd be, yeah, he's a good thing here. Probably still is. So I'm just looking for angles why he won't win. I'm very wary of Girl Tuesday. He's had a little trim up from last time I wrote down the prices there. It was a big ask going straight to wait for age here, but you have to be impressed with the way she come back, and the drying track suits her. 12, Unforgotten, won this race last year and sets up nicely. And 14, Conte Patiro. Interesting. Straight to a mile second up here. I think it's at least she's got sprint in her legs, and I think she'll run boldly. 1:15, 12:14.
Yeah, it's the obvious Avilius. I thought he did enough first up, given the way the race was run and where he was. First attempt short of a mile that we saw him. So I think it's a good prep run. I still think he's a long way off his grand final. So whether I could take odds on about his chances when he is likely to get back in a race that doesn't look to have a lot of speed, I don't think I could, to be honest. I think if they bet better, I might entertain his chances, but I couldn't take odds on. But look, he's the most talented horse in this field, and to be fair to his rivals, a lot of them are resuming with bigger targets, and he does have a lack of opposition here, so he's clearly on top. Number 12, Unforgotten. Is she a bit unforgotten here? She won this race last year. She never really goes well fresh, and I thought she was very good behind Stammered Out. She wasn't beaten far. She explodes generally second up, three of her six wins. She races well at Randwick. She gets a good spot from the draw. She might sell in front of Avilius. She could give him something to run down. Number 11, Angel of Truth, won the Derby. Interested to see how he comes back. I want to see him run well. I'm hoping he can press on towards the Caulfield Cup, so you want to see him run well here. And number 15, Girl Tuesday, big step up in grade, but she ran a new peak first up. And the fact the stable pitcher up here, you've got to respect. But, yeah, with Avilius, my numbers 1, 12, 11 and 15.
Darren Flindell goes with Avilius as well, number 1, to beat 12, 15 and 2. 1, 12, 15 and 2 for Darren in the Chelmsford. Last of the stakes races today is the Group 2 Tramway.
Yeah, the Harvey Norman Tramway here over 1,400 metres and starting with Lifeless Ordinary back today as a $34 chance. Tiako Shark with a tongue tie on at $2.60 in favourite. Colding at $8. Dreamforce at $5.50. Mr. Seawolf at $34. Lejuge at $81. Archidemus is a $19 chance. Invincible Gem at $9. Poor Old Tom came out on Thursday. 4 cents a win and 3 cents a place there. Mantastic with the winkers on at $61. Chaonic back as a gelding at $41. Star of the Seas with blinkers off at $16. Penske with the cross noseband on and the earmuffs pre-race at $11. And Eckstein is a $9 pop. He's the most favoured runner here, Tiako Shark. $2.80 in the all-in. Open 280 final field Wednesday. He's been 280, got into as short as 250 back to 260. Just over double the investment on Dreamforce, who went up as much as $11 on Monday, was $8 final field, and already this morning $6 into $5.50. Third pick would be Star of the Seas. This was 31 all the way into 13. They've gone 13 back out to 16 this morning. And next pick would be Eckstein. 15 final field, 15 all in, 11 final field. Been steady at 9 for a couple of days now.
Penske's looked pretty sharp in its trial, Simon.
Yeah, did it ever. And Archidemus sits outside and it's a control freak. So I think they're the lead duo. Dreamforce comes across and just gets a nice sit on those lead runners. Invincible Gems, a question mark horse for me, Ronnie. Where does she get to if she wants? I think she has to press forward from out wide. She won't want to go too far back. And you'd imagine Colding and Eckstein posse up from their inside draws.
I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah, she has to go forward. Invincible Gems, she has to push the button. She's fit now. No use being negative. I really like this horse at the odds, Eckstein. She's a Group 1 mare. She's competitive at Group 1 level. We know that. She gets in here with a limit weight. She's very fit. She's had a tick over trial. She maps well. Gets too many ticks at $9 for me, and I have to be on. Probably nearly got a save, although the price has gone Dreamforce now. He's got real form. He's spelled with real form, and three trials sure to have him ready, hasn't it? And he's another one. He'll put himself in the picture all the way. I'm not saying this horse is not a budding champion, Tiako Shark, but he's got work to do from the Randwick 1400 getting back here. But I must say, McDonald did have other options here, and including Colding, who's been very good to him, and he does look to have a good future. But he's the next pick, Colding. I'm 14, 4, 2 and 3.
Yeah, same Quinella for me, Ron. I'll swing the other way with Dreamforce, as you touched on. Went to the paddock off a new career peak in the Doncaster. Jeezy stuck on well there. From the 3-year-old Brutal, he's been well set up for this. I think he gets the perfect run on the map. And I think Tiako Shark certainly sets up the market if you want to bet away from him, because I still think 550 is a great each-way bet. I can't see him missing a whole Dreamforce. He should get a lovely run for Nash, who's flying. He flies at Randwick. He's placing 8 of 9 over the trip. He just has to run well. Clearly, the danger is 14 Eckstein. She's airborne for the Chris Waller stable. Trialled really well. James gave her a bit of a push. He rode. He's had been on her and she's trialled well. Tommy, he's flying as well from the inside draw. She should get the right run and gets every chance today. Number 12, Star of the Seas. I want to give him a chance. He went out a winner. It's a big step up in grade for him this afternoon. But don't be surprised to see him measure up. And of the rest, number 2, Tiako Shark. No real knock. I just think he's unders. Just want to wait and see these Kiwis do it here before you could take those odds about him. and he was off an injury-forced layoff or break leading into his first up run. So what he did prior to the break, I'm a bit hesitant on betting on, and that's what he's been priced up on. So that's my one knock with him. But I think Dreamforce certainly runs well. My numbers 4, 14, 12 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Tiako Shark to come here and do it. Number 2 to beat 8, 4 and 3. 2, 8, 4 and 3. The market, Glenn, the current one for the last.
Yes, get off Kembla and get back to Randwick. Righto, the last here. We're nearly running short of time, Andrew. The ninth here is the Nexon, a benchmark 94. So basically an open handicap here over 1,500 metres. So we've got Hallelujah Boy with a cross noseband on and a tongue tie on at $26. Now, thanks for changing them, guys. Special Missile is now a $6 chance. Morton's Fork, tongue tie on, the lugging bit off and the blinkers off at $23. Murakeb is at $19. Art Lee at $81. Sweet Deal, $4.80, and that price makes it favourite. Dark Eyes, $41. Scarlet Dream at $5.50. Articus with the synthetic hoof filler on both fronts at $17. Dealmaker at $7. Master Shahood at $23. Junipal, out no deduction. Pelothronius, $23. La Chicabella, out no deduction, runs in Brisbane. Re-edit, lugging bit on, tongue tie on, $5. Super Tycoon, out no deduction. Roheron, out the deduction, 13 cents the win and 10 cents the place, and it was a $3.90 chance when it came out. Cariff at 13 and Natoya, out no deduction. Well, now, with all of the scratchings, most popular runner is Re-Edit in front of Scarlet Dream, but not the busiest betting race, and I'd say they were all waiting what was happening with Roheron.
Duff, I'll come straight to you with your thoughts in the last.
The price has gone, obviously, the scratching of Roheron, but I took $12 re-edit. I think it's a massive gamble. I think unbeaten first up. Trials are great. She's ready to go. No weight. She's beat the handicapper. Scarlet Dream, the other mare, has to carry more weight, but I like she's going to be strong at the finish here. 10 Dealmaker. His benchmark run was great first up, can only improve. And Special Missile gets the on-pace favours, so yeah, a big improver. 15-8, 10-2.
Yeah, with Dealmaker, did enough first up, returning as a gelding, to be pretty keen here. He wasn't beaten far in the Australian Guineas last preparation on his best form. He's won from 15 and he's going back. They're the two knocks, but each way odds, happy to find out. Six-sweet deal, up 2.5 kilos on the official handicap ratings on her last start win, but she's a mare's flying, and there's no speed in this race. And I think she lands outside the lead. She can run well again. 2, Special Missile, leader, got to have him in your quaddie. Number 18, Cariff, sneaks into the field. I think he can run a good race second up, but my number's 10, 6, 2 and 18.
Darren Flindell makes Re-Edit best bet of the day, number 15, to beat 8, 10 and 6. 15, 8, 10 and 6. Simon, your best?
Yeah, all over Nature Strip, Andrew. I think he's going to be very hard to beat in the Concord Stakes. And just want to give a quick shout-out to a close family friend and avid listener, Jack Jolly. He's been in hospital the last week. He's back at home recovering. And all the best, mate, and you'll be back on the golf course in no time.
On you, Jack.
Yeah, good on you, Jack. And, yeah, I hope you're back plenty of winners today following Simon. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your day.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon's best, race 6, number 3. How about you, Duff?
Blur Roach with an X, not an M. So Blur Roach, race 3, number 1.
Race 3, number 1 it is. And Duff, you're on Sky Thoroughbred Central celebrating at Birdsville. We're going to finish with that this morning. You'll be there. Come on, Duff.
I'm there in spirit.
Randwick today, beginning at 10 past 12. Enjoy your day out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy, Glenn Munsey, Simon Donopoulos. What a day of racing ahead. You'll stay with Sky. Clear skies over the top of Randwick. Strong winds will blow. Keep an eye on that as we go through the day. But all the action will be captured right here on Sky, beginning at 10 past 12.
Sky Sports Radio has the winning team to bring you the special moments of the Spring Carnival. Every feature race, we're right there.
It's Wugok in front, 100 metres left to run. Breaking clear, close home. Wugok's Cup. Wugok won it.
Plus, there's Duffacy, Radley and Lizzie Jelfs. An immediate analysis from form analyst Paul Joyce.
Much better than the rest of them, and look out Golden Rose. I don't know how they're going to beat him.
This spring, rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Arnold, want some free advice?
Here we go. You said there's no such thing as something for nothing, and you said there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Get out the wrong side of the bed, did we?
You said there's no free rides in life.
But buy a free Chapin Lee right now. I will deliver and unbox it free.
Free?
And connect it free. And take away your old one free.
But you said...
Lano, there are free rides for fridges at Bing Lee.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people that would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful three-year-old filly fly. And know about a horse could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. TAB, long may we play. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Brave Smash, a stakes-winning two-year-old and multiple Group 1 winner. He beat the best on offer. 29 Group 1 winners. Santa Ana Lane, Sunlight, Merchant Navy, She Will Reign, the list goes on. Brave Smash.
Brave Smash, first through. Brave Smash, a half length.
Brave Smash, a complete outcross to Danehill Blood and from the famous Sunday Silent Sideline. Standing at Aquas in Hunter Valley in 2019. Brave Smash, $20,000 plus GST. For more on Brave Smash, go to aquasfarm.com.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio. Now, we needed some jockeys for Royal Randwick today, and they've now popped into the system. So in the last half an hour, the change of tactics for Randwick, race two, number 10, Charlotte's Heart, the option to be ridden more forward if circumstances permit, in a race that you heard the boys discuss that there's not a lot of pace. Now, the riders, with Michaela Weir not riding. Race two, number 16, is James Innes Jr. Race two, number 16, James Innes Jr. Race three, number 9, is Robbie Dolan. 3-9, Robbie Dolan. Then go to race four, number 11, Max Bucks, is Jay Ford. 4-11, Jay Ford. And then in the last, the rider for Cariff down the bottom, number 18, is Tim Clark, and he can ride a kilo over if required. Number 18 in the last, Tim Clark. So that brings you right up to date with Michaela Weir not riding there today at Randwick. We go to Moonee Valley, and Moonee Valley, the track is a good four, just 2 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. 4.68 the Penno, and the rail is back into the true for the first time in a few weeks. Mark Hutter, he's made his way to Sydney with his son playing against GWS for the Western Bulldogs. How's the confidence, Mark?
Well, Hoss, it's that windy, even my hair might even move around there today in the wind, but I just hope it doesn't upset the Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, we wish you the very best for sure. How's the valley look, mate, this McEwen and the Fee, and probably... I mean, the winner gets into the Cox Plate. Is it the strongest Fiam we've seen?
Well, I guess you've got Holmesman, who was just beaten last year, and you've got Surprise Baby, who's highly touted as a Melbourne Cup horse. So probably not, you know, no, I don't think they'll run favour in the Cox Plate, no.
No, I understand. Will be interesting with Holmesman first up from the Caulfield Cup last year. David Gately is joining us well. Morning to you, Gator.
Morning, Andrew and Mark and team, family, listeners.
Yeah, we've got a big family, loyal family.
Yeah, familiar.
Yeah, very familiar. They love listening to us on Sky Sports Radio. And right now, I want to say two things. I want to say, Dean Lester, we wish you the best. And our very good mate, Sean Cosgrove.
He is right under the whip.
He went in for a little IOP on Monday to help him see a bit better, and he's ended up with severe flu And we're not too sure when Sean needs a few days off, and he might need a little while off. So I know he's not listening because he is under complete rest, do nothing. So good thoughts for Sean and for Dean with what they're battling through at the moment. All righto, rail back into the true. Is that significant at the Valley today?
I think so. We saw this meeting a couple of weeks ago with the rail true. Where they're able to run on and edge away from that inside section. So last meeting, as Mark identified, you know, 7 of the 9 winners were up handy or right up on the, you know, right in the first four, weren't they? So it certainly was no disadvantage to be up there, but expecting a more level playing field back to the true.
All right, let's look at the first beginning at 12:30. Number one, Power Scheme there, currently at $5. Two, the Holy One at $2.80. Number four, Conqueror at $3.60. Five, Olympic Oath at $10. Six, Cador at $9.50. And the best of the rest is number eight, All Too Terrific at $12. Mark, how do you see the first?
I see it as a tricky race, Hoss. I'm going to tip number two, the Holy One. Now, it's only ever seen soft ground, so that's a query here on dry. And it can be a bit tardy away, so it needs to jump, get itself up outside the leader, who I think will probably be Echo Lad. If it can get that spot, control the race, then it's going to be very hard to beat. To beat number one, Power Scheme brings the best form. First up, 1,500, not easy, but has trailed up quite well. Number five, Olympic Oath. If they overdo it up front, it might be the one running on. And four, Conqueror. Every chance last time. It's no star. Should get a good run again. It's got some hope in an even race. I'll go 2, 1, 5, and 4.
Yeah, look, I think it's a challenging race. I think Power Scheme's the best horse. So I sort of kept coming back to him. His recent jumbo was terrific. He's been gelded. Look, first up at 1,560 kilos, you know, history says they don't win. But as I say, I think he might just be the best horse. He just found the sprint trip way too sharp fresh last time. I mean, then he was on the heels of Dalasan, and then 5 lengths off Castelvecchio and Loving Gabby in a super fast Group 1. So if he can run anywhere near that, he'll probably win. Conqueror led, raced away to win by 7, running quicker time than the older horses, and then was close up at Flemington. Interestingly, wasn't far off Latin when they clashed last prep. In fact, was a similar margin away from her as Power Scheme was in the above-mentioned, aforementioned, Group 2. The Holy One had no hope on debut off a slow speed. Led, Echuca, bolted in straight to a 71 again, despite a wide run. So he might be above average. And Skador, perhaps next, not totally sure, A, he's any good, or B, he runs the trip. 1, 4, 2, 6.
Matt Hill calling the action there. He likes number two, the Holy One, to beat 3, 7, and 2. 2, 3, 7, and 2 in race number one. Race two over the mile. Junipel, scratch from Sydney, runs here. And it's just easing a little bit to $3.50 this morning. Number three, Five Kingdom, currently at $10. 6, Laurel and Me at $4.80. And number 10, Satora, is at 17. 12, Heir to the Throne at $7. 13, Simon Roar, already a mover this morning. 12, 9, and now $8.50. Number 13, Simon Roar for Hawks Racing. Number 16, But It's True at 13. And number 18, Simon Command, a $10 chance. It's gone 12-10 with a couple of scratchings here. Gator, how do you see race two?
Look, I think Junipel can win again. He had a gap between runs in the last start. He came wide against the pattern of the day. As mentioned, 7 of the 9 winners were either led or was right up on the speed. He beat Shot of Irish easily, who had chased Age of Chivalry prior to that. Blew me into danger, though. He just didn't handle the heavy ground 2 runs ago. Then he was never on the track here, and the pattern was against him as well. It was only 1.5 lengths off Junipel. So with a softer run from gate 6 and a 2.5 kilo swing, you can make a very strong case he turns the tables on Junipel. Silent Roar was the one that went up the wrong price, $12 in, covered ground fresh, hit the line quite nicely, 11.84 home, unbeaten, second up, 3 for 3, and will probably be right up on the speed today, second up at this trip. Five Kingdoms beat home Silent Roar last time and was race fastest home there. That's the Age of Chivalry form again. So a typically competitive 78 on 1, 6, 13 and 3.
Yeah, with number 6, Lure Me In, who I think should be ready to win. It covered ground last time and fought on well. I think the dry ground's the key, and the race should be really genuinely run here. Century Arrow's a bit of a headstrong thing. You'd think it would charge forward and set the speed from the outside gate. Lure Me In should find a good spot with that little claim for Fred Kersley and get every chance to beat number 3, Five Kingdom. I would have tipped it from a better draw for sure. It's going to get back and need a lot to go right. Number 1, Junipel, given a good ride last time, floated into the race, was a good win. It's got a great hope again. And 2 Century Arrow, I don't think it's making up the numbers at big odds. It'll It'll find the top and it'll lead for a long, long way here. I'll go 6, 3, 1, and 2.
Matt Hill likes number 13, Silent Roar, for Dwayne Dunn to beat 1, 6 and 16. 13, 1, 6 and 16 in race number 2. Race 3 at the Valley today, and number, well, we'll start here because the ones at the top are at big double figure odds. 4, Douglas MacArthur is a $14 chance. Number 5, Al Galil, a scratch from, I think, yesterday or somewhere during the week at $5.50 at the moment. 6, Kentucky Breeze now at $2.80. 7, Inverloch at $7. Number 8, King of Leah Grants at $2.90. And then you've got Silfeed number 9, a $17 chance now with Matt Kamani. So a couple here returning, Mark, for Lloyd Williams.
Yes, they are, Andrew. Look, I like number 6, Kentucky Breeze, to win again. It was a terrific win last time. It was a day where it was hard to make ground. It came out, the sprint went on, and it really knuckled down well to win. Now, there looks like good speed here. I think Jamie Carr can park fourth or fifth, get the absolute run of the race, blend in at the right time, rail true, getting into short odds, but I think looks the winner. I'll put number 5, Al Galil, into the second. Was trying to make ground, run into a dead end last time. Last chance here with Craig Williams. Number 8, King of Leah Grants. I thought it was okay first up without raving. Should be fitter for that run. And number 7, Inverloch. If it can find the top here without too much pressure from the likes of Silfeed, it'll be hard to run down. Keen on 6 to win. I'll go 6, 5, 8, and 7.
Yeah, I'm leaning to the 8 here, King of Leah Grants. I thought that was quite a good Australian debut. Covered a lot of ground, kept closing. I think fitter 2040, a logical sort of ticks. Oliver taking over in a winnable race. Kentucky Breeze is the match fit one. He's flying. Look, he doesn't have a history of sustaining long prep, so I guess that's some little query, but what he did do was put to bed any doubts of 2040 last time. I didn't have an issue with him going into that race at the trip, but some did. It was a strongly run 2040, and he ran it right out, so it's a non-issue. Inverloch worked in the run last time, forgive. It is raining, but probably not quite enough to be confident there. And Al Galil thought he was about ready to win 2 runs ago and then had excuses again last time with the pattern again. So what we saw recently with horses like Adana in Sydney is that I don't think they're necessarily disingenuous. If they're off a string of forgive runs, you know, forgive them. 8, 6, 7, 5.
8, 6, 7, and 5. And that's the thoughts exactly from Matt Hill. 8 on top to beat 6, 7, and 5. And plenty of news coming out of overseas regarding our Everest. The news overnight, 10 sovereigns won't be running at Haydock tonight, but we understand we'll be still entering quarantine this week to come down under, along with a couple of other sprinters. So we'll keep an eye on that as the next few days go. To race 4, Moonee Valley. By the way, Gady, you mentioned maybe just a few showers today. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, it was raining as I walked up into the studio here, and just having a look at the radar, there's still a bit sweeping across the track. So Marty Sinan recently, as in only in the last half an hour, has said, don't expect any, you know, the good 3 upgrade, which he was sort of hoping, well, expecting when he saw, you know, that there wasn't going to be the rain. Now that we've had a splash, so you'll be in the good 4 at best.
Okay. I know I'm safe coming to you. I normally go to Mark, but we know he's in Sydney.
Yeah, so, right. Or Bahamas or Maldives.
No, he'll be in Sydney. He'll be celebrating, hopefully. Race 4, number 1, working from home, an outsider at 41. Hort Brian Herr, number 2, is down there today for Chris Waller. $2.25. It's been $2.40, $2.30, and now $2.25 this morning. Number 6, Mystery Love at $5. 8, Ray's Dream, a $19 chance. 9, Victory Kingdom at $4.80. Number 12, Tofane at $7.50. And the bottom one, Queen Ladiva for Hawks Racing, a $19 chance. So, Mark, how do you see here race 4?
Pass on with number 9, Victory Kingdom, in an even race. I thought it was good first up. I think it can go forward and probably park up outside leader. And if that rail true spot is favouring those horses off the fence, it's just in the perfect spot to angle off and get every chance to win. To beat number 2, Hort Brian Herr, who will be either in front or leaders back there on the fence. So we'll have to see how the rail is, but it's got a great hope on form. Number 6, Mystery Love, looks like it's come back from a spell in good order, worked well here during the week. And 12, Tofane or Tofane, who may be a little bit disappointing there first up, but I thought it looked to work well there at the Valley. I'll go 9, 2, 6 and 12.
Yeah, look, I'm with Victory Kingdom as well. You know, I was with her first up, and what she did was ride a really hot speed. There were a couple of roughies up in front of her who went nuts about 9 lengths above the class average. So not a shock that a couple of pretty handy swoopers were able to run her over late. She was 7 into 5 there, so I think many thought that she'd win, us. She won her maiden second up last prep and then, of course, stakes place a couple of times. Hortbury on air, a danger. I think she's very good. She's won all three of this prep, as we know. Now, the runner-up from all of three of those races has since won. She's been on soft ground twice and won them both. If the rain comes, she's carried weight fresh and won that. So she's the danger. I think Mystery Love resumes, obviously unbeaten. Again, that form around, the inevitable age of Shiveru can be tied in. It's good for this. Good reports from the track. And Tefana, yeah, I expected a lot better first up. Stable saying the horse had a good blow, so maybe fit a 1,200 here. 9, 2, 6 and 12.
Same way there for the boys. Boxed up numbers for Matt Hill. He goes 9 to beat 2, 12 and 6. 9, 2, 12 and 6 in race number 4. Race 5, we get into these feature races now at Moonee Valley. This is the Inglis Atlantic Jewel, full market here. Number 1, Accelerates, now at $2.20. 2, Pin Second, $8.50, along with number 3, Cheerleader. 4, Westport is at $10. Number 5, Tarry F at $9.50. 6, at Edwards Crown at $21. Sassy Salatage, number 7, at $4.20. So 1, number 8, is at $31. And Spring Rolls, number 9, a 201 chance. Market hasn't changed a lot this morning. Accelerates has sort of gone 220, 210, and now $2.20. Gator, what about the fillies here in the Atlantic Jewel?
Happy to stick with Accelerates. Built speed beautifully and a strong win here in the Caulfield. Home 11-4-0, clear race fastest. She built her speed really strongly, as mentioned. They're 1,200 ideal. The only fail for her was on a bog track and a slipper. Pinsec chased Accelerates home. She was, incidentally, fastest four to the two, but the winner was a bit quicker than her at the end of the race. If she gets a dry track, she's only been on bone dry track once, and she bolted in. Cheerleader had the heart irregularity, easy for you to say, first up. And that's obviously a forgive run. Trolled really well prior to that, so might lead here. And if it's leader's track, give you a great sight. And Sassy Salatage sat on a moderate speed last time, kicked on well, was well backed given the pattern and tempo, so well found for some clever punters there. I think one's the best, though, for the day. 2, 3, 7 dangers.
Yep, no arguments. I think Accelerates is a clear standout for the day. Beat probably a stronger field last time. As long as the roughy Spring Rolls doesn't get in its way here, drawn next to it, Accelerates should park fifth or sixth, come off the back of the speed, and should simply be too good. I'm going to put number 6, St. Edward's Crown, in for second, I think. As long as they ride it quiet, it'll be strong at the end of 1,200 running on down the centre. 2, Pinsec, just going to need luck from inside where it will be. And 7, Sassy Salatage, who got up on the speed and took advantage of that last time. A different situation here, Rail True. I think 1 wins, 1, 6, 2, 7.
Yeah, Greg Urell has been really upbeat about Sassy. I've spoken to him a couple of times this week just off the work. She's got to take the step, though, isn't he? Because we're talking about Godolphin pair, particularly Accelerates, that are running good quality races.
Yeah, look, I'm not knocking the win at all, but you have to line up that in some sort of perspective. Now, she was able to ride a really moderate speed. It was that day when 7 of the 9 winners were right there. So everything played out really well, including some external factors. So now it is a legitimate step up in class, and it'll be a more fearsome test, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And Greg certainly feels that way.
Yep.
So they're the thoughts. Matt Hill likes 1 Accelerates to beat 7, 2 and 8. 1, 7, 2 and 8 in race 5. Race 6, the Bendigo Bank over the 1,200. I think it's known as the Chandler McLeod in the listed race. Number 1, Fell Swoops, back today, heading towards maybe the Kosciuszko. It's at $16. 2, Spirit of Valor at $13. 3, Widgie Turf, back with a bit of a woolly coat, according to Patrick Payne, at $8.50. 6, Deprived, down there today at $3.80. 7, Bandipur at $19. 8, Outdoor, currently at $18 a tab. 9, Runson, $17. 10, The Inevitable, over from Tasmania at $3. 11, Tabby Sand at $4.80. And the bottom one, $101. Not a lot of movement so far. Mark, the Bendigo Bank here.
I like The Inevitable, Andrew. I think it's a very good horse. It was a terrific win first up at the sprint trip. It gets the extra trip here, gets Craig Williams down to 54 kilos. Should be able to park somewhere, fifth, sixth, somewhere there, and just be bleeding in. Perfect rail true situation at the Valley. To beat number 11, Tavasan. I think Tavasan can spear out, find the top, and dictate and be very hard to run down again. Number 6, Deprive. It can win. It's going to be an awkward spot in the run, needing luck. And 3, Widgie Turf. He might be a bit woolly, but gee, he never runs badly. He'll hit the line hard. But I think 10 wins, 10, 11, 6 and 3.
Yeah, I'm yet to see Widgie Turf run a bad race, I think, in his entire life. What a credit to him and the stable. I'm leaning to Six Deprived, just lasted fresh, but gee, it was a hot race. Had horses like Trope chasing him, beat home Baller, beat home that thing from Godolphin, who will win a Group 1 this prep. Sole 1,200 defeat here was at start number 3 when he flew home against the Pattern of the Night. The inevitable, a danger, good return, given he's not a 1,000-metre horse, yet he rolled a very good 1,000-metre horse. In assertive approach, who of course then won again. 1,200 tick, beat Age of Chivalry off a wide run last prep. It's a good line to draw. It also ties in Tavisan, who beat Age of Chivalry, albeit luckily home a couple of runs ago, and then won well himself with a pattern on side. And Oak Door, I think, is over the odds. Good jump out before a good return win. Then back at 1,000 unsuited last time, still ran well. Now back out to 1,200. I think he's the overs in the race. 6-10, 11-8.
6-10, 11-8. Who was the other Godolphin horse in that race with Deprive?
You know, that went the one from overseas who came here fat as a house and flew home.
Cascadian.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Matt Hill likes number 6, Deprive, to beat 11-10-3. 6-11-10-3. Cascadian going to the Bill Ritchie. It's next start. Race 7, the Mitties McEwen over the sprinting trip of 1,000 metres. And number 1, Fatinar at $6. 2, Ashlaw at $26. 3, Bonds Away, currently at Tab, $4.60. 4, Eduardo. Brian Park takes the late ride there at $4. Number 5, Innkeeper at $26. Number 6, Booker at $5. Merrill down there for Lee Curtis at $21. Miss Leonides, number 8, at $8.50. 9, Everyday Lady at $31. And 10, Prophet's Thumb down there also for David Pfeiffer at $8.50. So that's the market currently for the McEwen. A few of these galloped on Tuesday, Gator. We've seen some vision of those. Did you take anything out of it?
I thought the star of the show was probably Fartnar. And he was quickest last 100 of the morning.
Yep.
His recent jump out, he looked to go better than Booker. I think he's a bit underrated as a sprinter. He flies fresh. I've got him second pick behind Eduardo, who resumes. If he runs to his last first up run, when he chased a red-hot speed in an Oakley Plate, and they set up, those on-speed runners set up the fastest Oakley Plate run in history, and he was still there swinging at the end. If he runs to that, I think he wins the race. He was then flat second up, then lame. So I think it all fell apart after that torrid first up run. So I'm expecting him to hit back, but you're just not 100% sure. I haven't seen a trial. Remember before that run, Andrew, his trial leading into that, he looked like Farlap.
Yeah,
you know, and Mark would have seen that trial. It was as good as horses go. So we just haven't got that line this time. Fartnara, danger, reasons outlined. Booker beat Eduardo in that fast Oakley Plate. Bonds Away was right behind both of them. With every chance. I think they're probably just better than him. 4-1-6-3.
I'm with number 3, Bonds Away. I think the race sets up really well for it here. Again, the rail through, swooping down the middle. Good speed up the front. They should really hum along. I thought Bonds Away should have won first up. It couldn't get clear when it needed to. Hit the line hard to beat number 4, Eduardo. Just have to see how gate 1 is also by now, but certainly good enough to win. Number 6, Booker. I think she'll run well fresh running on. And 10, Prophet's Thumb, if they completely overdo it up front. Looks to trial super, should hit the line. But 3 for me each way, 3, 4, 6, 10.
3, 4, 6 and 10 for Mark. Fatinar, the fancy of Matt Hill's number 1 to beat 4, 8 and 9. 1, 4, 8 and 9. Righto, that's the McEwen. Now to the fee, and the winner of this race gets a start in the Cox Plate if they wish. Harmon's back there at $31. It's been 41, 34, 31 and right now. Trap for Fools at 34. Homesman number 3 at $5. Gaelic Chieftain 151. Best of Days number 5 at $6.50. 650 Stars $10. Maha Medes at 18. Surprise Baby number 8. 10 into 9 this morning. Shakira Bad is at $8.50. Noof Bosk number 10, a $41 chance. 11 Yulong Prince at 12. 12, Mr. Marathon Man at 23. Beau Balmain, 41, now 31. The Chosen One, number 14, $12. And Kenedna back, number 15, now at $5.50. I'm not tipping that it'll win, but gee, Baker and Forsman have jumped out of the ground, Sydney, and they won, what was it, Long Jack?
Mm.
Long Jack was good yesterday.
Yeah,
Chosen One here at $12. Mark, how do you see the Fian?
I see it as a real tough race to sort out, Andrew, with so many first up. I'll go with number 8, Surprise Baby, who obviously is on that Melbourne Cup path. But, gee, it's a good miler. It's he won the race last year with Magic Console, and Surprise Baby, I think, is every bit as good as that horse. So Looksall trialled well, and I'll put it on top to beat number three, Holmesman, just beaten in the race last year, coming off a long spell, but if it's right, it's obviously competitive. 15, Kinetna, didn't do a whole lot first up, but the blinkers go on, make all the difference, and 14, the chosen one, I think it's trialled terrific. It can actually show speed and get a spot here over the mile, and no shock to see it win here first up. I'll go 8, 3, 15 and 14.
Yeah, I think can make a really strong case for at least five of them, and even one I haven't made a case for, Kinetna, with the blinkers on, has been well backed in the last hour or so. I'm with 9, Secunderabad, kept closing first up, of course, in the Lawrence Stakes, 1400. All his second up form's good. In the latest, he split Avilius and Night's Watch, and the Night's Watch placed in this race last year. Best of days, close up fresh. It was a fast group one. Forget his last second up miss, obviously. He won second up prior to that, and he's unbeaten at the mile, including a group one. And that was a fast race too, the Cantala Stakes. 50 stars, a bit wide first up, kept closing. I thought he ran well. He wasn't far off Secunderabad there. And Holmesman, beaten a lip in this last year. He's off a much longer break today, though, and draws out. But maybe defence is a bit off by now, and maybe they'll have a plan. Surprise Baby, I think the line through Magic Console is a great one. I think Magic Console can win this race. This horse can. And his recent jump out was terrific. I think he's just a very, very good horse. 9.563.
9.563, and the other one, Surprise Baby, for you. And talking with Lloyd Williams yesterday, he said that the horse has done everything that we've wanted it to, and we feel that he will be running well.
Yep.
So, look, he's a classy horse, obviously.
That's right. He's a group one horse, yeah, in a group two, so he can win.
Yeah, and the other one, talking with David Hayes yesterday, he just felt 50 stars will run well, but he just may need a couple
one
to get going.
Yep.
Yeah. Righto, Matt Hill likes 9 as well to beat 3, 15 and 4. 9, 3, 15 and 4 in race 8. It's been a very straight preview this morning.
Yeah.
No laughter or anything.
It's a work on that.
Yeah, we've got to do something. Mark's sort of, he's in serious mode with the footy. And he's, you know.
Well, I'm juggling at the moment, but unfortunately it's an audio medium, so no one can see.
It is. I wish everyone could see you juggling. Let's look at the last. Volk Stock and Barrel is a $23 chance. Vinland number 2 at $4. 3 New Universe at 9, 4 Dr. Drill at $4.20, 6 Love Shack Baby at $11, 7 Curra at 12, down to 9 Strike Force at 16, 10 Royal Ace at $7.50, and the bottom one, Lucky for All, with Price and Kent Jr. now at $8.50. How do you see the last, Gator?
I think Dr. Drill can hit back here. He was quickly beaten last time, but it was a tough track, and he was made to work in the run. He was prior to that too, but he kept running on top of the ground. Vinland, 7 weeks between runs last time. He beat Romanta and Super Titus. They've both since won well. To the miles, no issue. Snitzer Peg, I was pretty keen. He was ready to win last time. I just think they got the tactics wrong. I don't think he's a natural leader. Should get into politics. His previous run was terrific. He was the quickest last 200 of the day, ridden colder. And the word is they're going to ride him back this time. And Lucky for All, the stable saying he'll need this, but he's well and truly good enough, so I'm wary of him as well. 4, 2, 8 and 12.
Yeah, I've changed my tips around here. I was sort of expecting a wetter track than what we've got. So I'm now with number 2, Vinland, who was terrific winning at Flemington on the soft, but no worries on the dry. Sits back, got the 58 to contend with, but blends into the race at the right time. To beat number 4, Dr. Drill, just the big change here to Craig Williams, big drop in weight, sits leaders back, should get every chance. 6 Love Shack Baby, racing consistently, gets a great run just behind the speed. And 3 New Universe, doesn't win out of turn, but should be able to blend in here and run on well. 2, 4, 6, 3.
2, 4, 6 and 3 there. Matt Hill likes number 4, Dr. Drill, to be 2, 6 and 12. 4, 2, 6 and 12. And talking of Mar and Eustace, they've with Darren Dance, they bought a new horse off Aidan O'Brien called Southern France. It's going to run in the Iris and Ledger and then goes into quarantine, and Mar and Eustace will train for Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. He won the Iris and Ledger trial. He's a four-year-old, and he's run 13 times and been in the money 11. So another international horse coming down under for the Melbourne Spring. Righto, Gator, what's your best?
Okay, I'm going to go with Accelerate. So that's race 5, number 1, as our best for the day.
Righto, race 5, number 1. Mark, how are you going to play it?
I like Accelerate, race 5, number 1, and I'll throw in race 6, number 10, the inevitable Andrew, and it off to Mildura, where we did get a bush winner last week, Andrew.
And look, social media, did you see the one back?
Lit up.
Yeah, social media lit up, but I didn't like one early on suggesting that Mark Hunter's extra tip was the best lay of the day.
Hey, that which, makes him immoral.
Yeah.
You're sitting duck in this caper.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you are. All right, so we're off to Mildura.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got one for Mara and Eustace. I've got a little share in my in race three that should win there, Southern Native, but it's $1.50, so we won't go there. Race six, number 10, each way, Bus Stop Madonna.
Race six, number 10, and at the moment it's $8.50 and $2.70 there. So, and it's drawn the inside, eh, around Mildura.
Yeah, drift back, and Lucinda Doodle have to pull the right steering from about the 500.
Okay, so that's race six, number 10, the extra for Mildura. Hey, Mark.
Yes, Andrew.
Good luck today, but also later on with the footy, mate. Hope the bullies do the right thing for you.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Mark Hunter there. And Gator, you've always done the form for Sydney. We've discussed very much this morning the Concord. The boys are all over Nature Strip, Duff and Simon Dinopoulos. What's your thoughts there?
No, I think you'll win. I think he's the fastest horse. So it's a great place to start in a race. So give him strength. I think he flies fresh. Really keen to back him, and if we're wrong, we live to fight another day.
And what's your best for Sydney?
No, it's him.
It's him.
I think he's the best for the day. Outside of that, I think Pandemic can win the first.
Pandemic, yeah. It's a good little race, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Ripper.
Yeah, it's a beauty. All right, so Gator's best for Sydney. Race one, number two. Well, certainly the best is Nature Strip. Race six, number three. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, mate.
David Gately and Mark Hunter looking at Moonee Valley. After this break, we'll look at Eagle Farm with Michael Maxworthy.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
The Subaru Super Sale is on with free CTP and rego on selected new models, plus this weekend only, 3 years roadside assist and $500 of genuine accessories. T's and C's apply. Lights are blacked out at Hornsby Heights, Gawson Road at Somerville Road, at Stanmore, still dealing with a car that's gone into a signal pole, and Stanmore Road at Holt Street, traffic affected in all directions. French's Forest and lights are flashing yellow, Wakehurst Parkway at Warringah Road, and lights are out at Berkshire Park on Richmond Road at St Mary's Road. If you're house hunting now, you'll probably be bank hunting on Monday. Talk to a NAB mobile banker. They can even come to you. NAB, more than money. Terms and conditions, lending criteria apply. Steve Carline, number one in racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Mum, if you saw a couple looking at TVs at Bingley,
yeah,
and the guy wanted the latest 65-inch QLED 4K, but she said, how are we going to get it home?
Yes.
Would you say, guys, we'll give you free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above?
No.
What?
She's not a guy.
It's a figure of speech.
You tell her that.
I'll just tell her, free delivery on TVs 65 inches and above right now.
At Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Conditions apply.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
Who will be the next left field stallion? Each year we see successful stallions emerge from humble beginnings. I Am Invincible, Spirit of Boom, and now Better Than Ready. Lord of the Sky was a classy sprinter who raced on as a mature horse like Spirit of Boom. His race performances like Vinny, Group 1 place, and a Group 3 winner. Lord of the Sky stands for just $5,500 at Kingstar. Book in a mare to both Lord of the Sky and Bullpoint and get a third service to either stallion for free. Visit kingstarfarm.com.au.
$5 Kosciuszko tickets. Close midnight, Sunday.
Sky Sports Radio it is. By the way, I found out with Eckstein, who goes around today, they are planning to breed from her this season, but she will race on after she's been served. But this will be her last little patch of racing, Eckstein, who lines up in the tramway today. Michael Maxworthy joins us. Morning, Maxie in Brisbane.
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, I've made my way out to Eagle Farm for the 9-race car. We've got our State Thoroughbred Central preview coming up on the hour. I can tell you that it's a fine day. Quite a breeze. Peter Birch was telling me earlier today, if the winds stay like they were a few hours ago, they'll have a tailwind down the back and it'll be a headwind for the horses in the home straight today. So that's just another factor we've got to keep under notice. Mm. I can tell you that we will be on a good surface today, a good four, and a likely upgrade after the first couple.
Okay, and before I forget, we have a lot of extra and new listeners to us that listen on Saturdays that don't have the opportunity during the week, Maxie. You were there on Tuesday morning to watch Zoo Style have its last workout before travelling to Sydney. Just relate your thoughts out of that going into the race today here.
Yeah, I watched that gallop with Tony Gollan. It was pitchback black dark. He was on the course proper, wide out. Worked over 800 metres, but really got full flight from about the 600. He balanced up and really charged to the winning post. And Tony checked his clock, which is approximately 400 metres. As you can appreciate, trainers have got to find their mark when they're clocking them on the course proper. And he was a shade inside of 21 seconds. So Tony said that's the fastest I've had any horse go on the course proper. But this is a different scenario today. There hasn't been any pressure applied to this horse in any of these races, but he's going to get pressure today, and it's all about how he's going to handle it. I think he'll lead up to about the 200 metres mark, and then it'll be all happening. I can't wait for the race.
Yeah, I think all of us feel the same. All right, let's look at Eagle Farm, beginning at 11:47 this morning. 11, Miss Shanty's the favourite here at Tab, $2.15 over Picaro, number 3 at $5.50. And Advance Warning, that got a good mention this morning from Tony as well. Tony Gollan, it's at $5.50.
Yeah, he's an interesting horse, Advance Warning. He's got a lot of ability. His form doesn't show that, and that's because he stops and starts in his races. You've got to get everything right with him, but he has got a terrific turn of acceleration late. Now, I'd prefer his stablemate here in Open Road, number 10. He's more of a professional. He'd been off the scene for quite some time, Andrew. I think it was about 16 months. Now, he's had three runs back, and he finished off strongly over the mile at the Sunny Coast last time. At around about $9 or $10, I'd prefer to play him each way today. And the booking of Jim Byrne gives me a little bit more confidence because he's a strong jockey and he'll make all the right moves on the 10. To beat number 11, Miss Shanty, now she's perfectly placed when you consider this Class 3 plate and the handicap. She should have a lot more weight, but more often than not, she runs second. Granted, she can win it, but I'm not sure about that $2.10, whether I'd be running into that. For third, number 9, Advance Warning, definitely if he puts his best two forward. And 3, Picaro, was a little bit stiff at Newcastle the other day. 10, 11, 9 and 3 in the first.
Righto. And at the moment, $12 is the price for Open Road, number 10 there, also for Tony Gollan, as you said. To race 2 and number 1, Reckless Choice, is the $2.50 favourite. Just firming up a little bit over the last half an hour from 2.70. 8, Trevelyan at 3.30 and 3, Char-Char is the next best at $10.
I reckon the 8 here, Trevelyan, is one of the better bets on the program today. He's only a lightly raced 4-year-old, 8 starts, 3 wins by Piero. He's with Team Ma here at Eagle Farm. He's been very consistent. He did win here, this track and distance, beating Red Chase, who unfortunately ran off the track last week, but he's very talented, Red Chase, and Trevelyan beat him easily. Then Trevelyan ran second here behind Looks Like Elvis. He had gate 12, he went back to last, but I thought he stayed on quite well. And we know that Looks Like Elvis is probably one of our better horses here at the moment. So all the form around the 8 is very good. To beat number 5, Alaskan Sun. Now, she should have got her hat-trick of wins at the coast at the recent Saturday meeting there. Nothing worked out for her. She was 4 wide the entire, but kept on coming. She's got gate 1 today. Definitely one Reckless Choice. He's backing up and he's up to the mile, which looks like his best trip. Then the 11, Polemic, 8, 5, 1 and 11.
to race number three, and the market here has number two Clockwise, the favourite at $3.10. Number 10, Smug Satisfaction at $4.40. Four Tycoon Street at $4.80. And Moccasin Miss in the market also, number five, at $6 for Gary Portelli. He snuck a big winner up there last week, Single Bullet.
Yes, and I think he's got about three or four runners here in Brisbane today, and I think we're going to see a fair bit of this whilst the carnival's on in Sydney. Those fringe horses that are not quite up to the carnival coming north, and they'll pick the eyes out of our races. In this race, I'm going with the Michael Costa mare, number 10, Smug Satisfaction, Robbie Frant riding. Now, she was stiff not to win first up at the Gold Coast. There was no clear running at all for her. And then at the recent Saturday meeting at the Gold Coast, she was midfield behind Langro, and nothing really worked out that day as well. She had gate number 10 and was obliged to race very wide. Two runs under her belt, much better gate today. Back against fillies and mares, I think she's a good bet each way. To beat number two Clockwise, since they put the blinkers on her, she's been a different horse altogether. Very good here last time, went second behind the Tenor. Then Tree Hill Fuchi, a speed runner. The alley is nasty, but she's been working very well, Hill Fuchi. And then number one, the Northern Rivers mare, Mal Moosa, looks well placed here in this no-met win for the girls. 10, 2, 3 and 1.
Race number four, we've seen or going to see the Candyman back today. It's at $9 in this race, so going fourth. Good luck to Barry and the team. Scalapini, number three, is the favourite at $2.60 over two Snoopy at $4.60, and number six Snitz is there at $5.50.
I think Scalapini represents the best bet on the program today. He's first up from a spell. He's only likely raced six wins from 14. He's had a good break. I saw him in a recent official barrier trial and also a jump out. He's going very well, this fellow. I just hope that the speed is on because he does finish, and he finishes better off a hot tempo. I think Snoopy will lead from Snitz, just hoping that they run along and he can get home over the top of them, Scalapini. To beat number two, Snoopy. Now, on the other hand, if he happens to get it cheap early, he can kick strongly, and he'll be a big chance if that scenario works out for him. Got the Candyman in for third. Now, a little concerned about the 1,200. I think it'll be too short for him, and probably a very firm track by the time this race comes around. But he is class, and he will run on, the Candyman. Then number five, Torfic Boy, who maps beautifully here. 3, 2, 1, and 5.
3, 2, 1, and 5 in race four. Race five at Eagle Farm. Toby and Trent Edmonds have Grand Zoo here, number seven, currently at $2.60 a tab. Number eight, Lady Appleton, just drifting a little bit to $3.50. And Miss Cavallo, number one. It's been certainly a one of interest in the last 40 minutes, Maxie. It's gone $8.50, $6.50, and now $6, number one.
Well, that's good to hear because she's very talented, this filly, Miss Cavallo, trained by Michael Nolan in Toowoomba. She did finish second in a race up in Toowoomba recently behind Wall Street Tycoon. She's a get-back horse. She's one-dimensional, but she's got a powerful finish on her. Now, I'm going with number 80, Lady Appleton, Barry Baldwin and Michael Cull, the Candyman Connections, carries the Candyman colours, and she was backed very heavily first up from a spell and got the money there at Ipswich. In fact, when she got the gap, she really put a big space on them and then went to a class one at the Gold Coast and one with plenty of authority as well. I think there's a lot more to come from her. Now, I think she can make it three on the trot this time. And to beat number three, Gun Tonte, this is my roughie for the day. It was around about $17 or $18. He went up even bigger than that. Just think that he's better than what his form suggests. He is a Saturday winner. As a two-year-old, the last couple of starts he's had, he's been held up shortly after turning into the straights. In particular, first up at Ipswich the other day, he sort of got held up. The others got the momentum up. Now, up to 1,400, I think he'll race right up on the speed and give a good kick at a decent price. Seven Grand Zoo, he's the spruik horse for Team Edmonds. He had a soft kill at the Sunny Coast the other day. He did enjoy the world's best run, but he put them away easily. This is a big step up for him, but there is a big rap on him. And then Baby Boomer, who's above average as well for Tony Dollar, will sit back and find the line. Looks to map really well. Eight on top, though, Lady Appleton from 3, 7 and 5.
Race number six is knocked around by a few scratchings, so the market did a bit of a reshuffle this morning. Number 13, Dream Timer, is now the $2.80 favourite. Six Sienna Rose is just drifting out the last hour to $3.20. 14 Elixir's gone in the last hour, $8.750 back to $8. And 12 So Invincible, it's definitely a mover early, Maxi. Half an hour ago it was $14. It's now $8.50, number 12.
Yeah, now with Natalie McCall. It looks to get a lovely run, So Invincible. I can see why. Third up from a spell, and the inside gate probably sits in the first half dozen. However, I'm with number 13, Dream Timer. Now, he comes into about barrier 7 now with the scratchings. We were on him last week at the 850, and he got grabbed right on the wire by Veronese. He's ultra-consistent, this fellow. Nick Keel will claim a couple of kilos, so I'm happy to stick with him here, 13, Dream Timer, to beat number 6, Sienna Rose. Now, she won this track and distance 3 weeks ago, getting back in the field as she always does, and she managed to get an uninterrupted run and finish strongly to score. She only rises a half a kilo on that. Again, she's going to need luck in running. Got her there for second. 14 Elixir, because he's capable of using that good gait and racing handy. And then Caracabeal. Just hope they ride Caracabeal quietly here. He can finish strongly and at a decent price get into some of the minor money. 13, 6, 14 and 4.
Four in there, Caracabeal. Okay, race seven, Lifesaver, number 10, is the favourite at $4.80. Just over Mims, number one, at $5. Cool Sequence, number three, currently at $5.50. And seven, Adora Dancer, and La Scopa, number eight, both at $6.50. Looks to be a competitive race off the market.
Yeah, and that's why I'm going even wider than that, Andrew. And looking at number 14, Takes Time. Hopefully, backmarkers are finding the line, because that's what he is. He's got no early pace, Takes Time, but he can really hit the line hard. Now, first up at Doomben, they just went too fast for him. He couldn't keep up there. Then he went to the much bigger stretches of the Sunny Coast, and he did a really good job coming from off the pace. They ran 33.87 the last 600, so he's gone even faster than that. I did see him in a recent jump out at Doomben. He looked good. He's been ticking over nicely. I think Jake Bayliss will give him a good ride here. And there's no jockey in southeast Queensland riding better than Jake Bayliss at the moment. He's got a real high win strike rate over the past month. So we'll go with 14, Takes Time at a price. To beat number 3, Cool Sequence, he gets all of the favours here on pace. Then number 10, Lifesaver. Now he's got a great first-up record. No public trials, but keep an eye on the market with him. And then number 8, Last Scopa. She's had a trial, was okay at Deegan. She'll lurk in behind and run on. 14, 3, 10 and 8.
And Takes Time at the moment, $13. Has been nibbled in the last. Are you been on, Max? Are you on, Maxi?
No, I'm not on him, but I've missed the price. I think he was bigger 16 a bit earlier.
Yeah, look, he opened at 26. We've obviously had some scratchings overnight, but it's gone 16, 15, 14, and now 13 in the last half an hour. So there's been some nibbles for the 14, as I suggest there. To the second last race, 8 at Eagle Farm, number 4, Magna Fighter. It's the favourite at $4, 3 Cubis at 6, along with number 13, La Chicabella. Scratch from here to run there. New Tipperary, number 1, the stablemate at 7, and Test a Shadow, another for Gary Portelli, at $8.
Yeah, an interesting race. We've got to factor in these Sydney gallopers, Pride with 2 runners and Portelli with 1. I'm with the Portelli runner here, Test a Shadow. Now, I know it's been a long time since he's won a race, but all of his racing has been on a Saturday in Sydney, and we know it's very competitive. He's been competing in quality stakes races. I think this is perfect for him. He gets all of the ticks for mine. I like him over 1,600 metres. He's got a 3-kilo claim for our in-form apprentice, Nick Keel. And more importantly, he can pop into a really good spot into the box seat here from that good gate. So I think he can get the cash today, Test the Shadow. To beat number 5, Merendi. He gets a bit of a bee in his bonnet, this fellow. He has an inclination to want to pull, but he won't do that here because the tempo will be solid and he can run home over the top of the Merendi. 4, Magnu Fighter. Well, he's got a bit of looks like Elvis form, and he's got a very good gait here to conserve his energy. And then number 6 at a big price, fit for purpose. So 2, 5, 4, 6. But Joe Pride also gave us a really good run for New Tipperary. He said if the real one turns up today, they won't see which way he went. So it's a very, very intriguing race, Andrew.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's race eight. The last, a tab handicap. Number three, Constant Flight here at $3.20 off the first up win. 17, X Dream is at $5. 9, Male Escort is at $6.50. And 2, Snips Dream at $7.
I'm very keen on the 9 at $6.50 here, Male Escort. Now, his last three starts, he's been in the runners-up stall, second, all ridden by apprentices. And I really don't think he's in a apprentice's horse because he's very headstrong. And we saw that last start at the Gold Coast. He really hooked onto the bridle and he was pretty much dragged back to near last. When he eventually got to the outside, he finished better than anything. Went second behind Langro. Langro was getting it cheap on the lead close to the rails. I thought he was terrific. I'm thinking with respect to the apprentices that have been riding, and this is a significant upgrade going to Michael Carl on the 9. 3 Constant Flight, definitely. He had a picnic in the park at Goomben. It was gifted to him. This is going to be a lot harder, but he is good. He's a 5-times winner from 10. Then 17, Extreme, to get the run of the race. And number 14, the New South Wales visitor. 9, 3, 17 and 14 in the last.
Right, 9, 3, 17 and 14. You are certainly keen around race 4.
Yeah, number 3, Scalopini. And I do like Trevelyan as well in race number 2, horse 8, Trevelyan. So there's a couple. And that one in the last, I do like the price of that Male Escort. Race 9, number 9, Andrew.
Righto. Enjoy your day. Thankfully, it's not as warm as yesterday. You're like us. You're in desperate need of rain.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. We won't be getting it today.
No, good on you. Thanks, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm and some added thoughts around Zoo Style, which obviously is such an interesting horse today in the Concord. Don't forget it, just after 10 o'clock, Paul Joyce with his thoughts for the 9 race card. And by the way, many followers of Steve Moran, he's back from a holiday and he's got the Melbourne form wrapped up. His opinions on Moonee Valley at about 10 to 11. Steve Moran, so looking forward to that. Mick Wallace is online to look at Kembla Grange, and Mick, we're certainly monitoring the wind there, as are the stewards. They put a release out a few hours ago saying that because of the strong winds, they will monitor, obviously, for safety issues. So any updates from that will certainly bring it to everybody.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. I've never seen anything like it. It is very, very windy here at Kembla Grange at the moment. Overnight, there were gusts of around 107 kilometres an hour. So we have to tie everything down here at Kembla Grange, but obviously safety to the participants is paramount.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll just monitor that as we go. The first race at 12:34, Misty Summer number 4 is the favourite at 2:40, over to Sane number 7 at 3:20.
I've gone with Tassane here, numbers 7, 4, 2 and 3. She's a filly that's certainly building towards a peak performance. Very unlucky at Newcastle last start when second to Stellar Impact was held up for a run close to the rails. And she found the line strongly. Her mum Camarina won a Group 1 Queensland Derby over a mile and a half. So you'd think she'd appreciate getting to the 2,000 metres today. A 4, Misty Summer, was well back when beating a Dealbreaker at Gosford last time over the mile. And it was good leading throughout. I think this horse would probably be better suited with a sit. 2 Porky Pies, that loves this track and distance. It'll probably roll forward. And 3 Havana Storm, finished 5th the fast train at Hawkesbury last time. And it'll be running on at the end. 7, 4, 2 and 3.
7, 4, 2 and 3 in race number 1. Race 2, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have got the favourite, but it's only just favourite. Number 1, Maggie Miss at 2:30. Maya C, number 2, for the Snowdens at 2:50. They dominated, Mick. The next one, Lily Astolat, number 4, is at $10.
Yes, interesting race. I've gone with Maya C, 2, 1, 3 and 4, the numbers here. She's a promising filly. By Exceed and Excel. The Snowdens have her, and CJ Graham will claim the 3 kilos today. She was on board at Newcastle last time when this filly was responsible for a good win over the 1,200 metres, defeating Muron and Nature. She took a little while to balance up, but she really attacked the line, and I couldn't see any reason why she couldn't win again today with further fitness on her side. She was one of the favourites for the Gym Crack at Group 3 level on debut, where she was placed. 1 Maggie Miss was a good winner at Hawkesbury last time. Mo's Crown looked to have her coal, but wasn't on its best behaviour that day. And Maggie Miss kicked back and won by a slender margin. Mo's Crown since gone on and won. We'll put in 3 Cupidity for third, formerly with Mick Kent. Did win at Mully in June last year. Had a long time off, but has trialled okay against some good opposition. Bumped into the likes of Hightail and Eckstein. And 4 Lily Astolat, first up since May. Looked pretty unlucky first up last preparation when a close-up 8th placing to Tuesday Special was only beaten a little over 2 lengths and had a checkered path in the straight. 2-1, 3 and 4.
Race 3, a 3-year-old maiden over the 1,000. Penang got a mention from the Stodens. They've got plenty of good hopes there today. Number 4, it's the favourite at 250. 1 Cock Match at 350 and 2 Belmont Day, the next best, Mick, at $6.
7, 4, 8, and 1, the tips here. Going with the first starter in history, beautifully bred, being by sidestep from the good producing mare, Hosanna. This filly's been building throughout her trials. It led up in her latest Warwick Farm trial when beating Cube. Wasn't knocked about. I think she's ready to come to the races. Just needs a little bit of luck from a sticky draw. I expect Penang to be very popular with punters today. I think you mentioned it's around $2.50. I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up going around a shorter quote than that. Was well back when second to California Deep Shot here. The stable made at Kembla last time. And the California Deep Shot's got a bit of a rap on it. So this horse from the inside gate will be very hard to beat. 8 Niska is a Wanjina filly who hasn't been let go at the trials yet. I wouldn't be surprised if she ran well. And the Cock Match was very good. Our last preparation was close up at Warwick Farm and finishing second to Not Faint-Hearted one day. Our second here at Kembla behind McCambo before the break. Was very unlucky in the Wellington boot after drawing wide. 7, 4, 8, and 1.
And at the moment, the Godolphin debut of history is $11 with tab and remained unchanged overnight. To race 4, number 10... Three Ood at $2.40. It's gone 260 to 240 this morning. Number 3, Canonero is at 320, and 4, Cops and Robbers just drifting out to 550.
I've gone with Canyonero, has had plenty of chances, 3-10, 4-1, the numbers here. I thought the first up run was very good at Gosford, finished fourth to Appian Way and just had no luck in the straight, was very strong through the line, will strip fitter for that run, has been placed 2 or 4 second up in the past, does have a good draw, and I just thought perhaps it might be in front of 3 Ood, who has been very, very good at the trials. I know she's led in a number of her races, but that's been over a mile. I just think over the 1,200 metres today from a wide gate, they might be forced to settle off the speed, and she'll be flooding home, no doubt. 4 Cops and Robbers went around here at Kembla Grange last start and didn't have a great deal of luck in the straight, went third behind California Deep Shot, and we'll put in 1 Achilleos as well. This horse had excuses at Kembla last time in the California Deep Shot race. The blinkers go on first time today. 3-10, 4-1.
Moving 3, Kembla Grange on a good 3 with Mick Wallace. Amito, number 7 for Cummings and Penza, is currently the $3.40 favourite. It is drifting out. Number 4, Natania at $5. 6, Premier Rose also at $5. And Diamond Padrill, number 2, in the last hour has gone $9.50 into $6, number 2.
7, 6, 9, and 2, the selections here, putting Amido on top. This filly looked pretty unlucky at Newcastle last time, went second to Classy Fella. Was held up for much of the straight, just couldn't find a gap, and was hit the line well. I get the feeling that she'll be strong at the end again today. 1,400 metres, she's probably looking for a little bit more ground, but she does have a good turn of foot, and she'll get every chance to win today. We'll put in 6 Premier Rose for second. This horse has been unplaced in 2 career starts at Randwick and Hawkesbury, but did win a recent trial at Randwick, and it was a soft win too, defeating King of the Realm. And 9 Nahab was definitely the one that I thought was over the odds. There's nothing wrong with this horse's form. Hit the line strongly at Newcastle last time when finishing 4th behind Heart of the Oak, and it was held up as well in the straight. 2 Diamond Padrill, the one the money's been for, goes into the numbers. 7, 6, 9, and 2.
Race 6, the Farewell Jonesy Tour, race 6. 7 Jetski is the current favourite. Blake Spriggs rides here at $3.30. 3 Prospero at $4.60. 1 Brilliant Squared is at $5. They're the main ones in the market here. How do you see race 6?
I'm going to give Philanthropist another chance. 2, 3, 7, and 1, the tips here. Looked a bit disappointing on face value there at Hawkesbury last time. I'm just not convinced he handled the soft 7 surface. And he was back to the 1,400 metres that day. Shouldn't be too far away in the run. Back on top of the ground today. I think at the edge way price can run well. Three, Prospero, has been in the money two of three starts. Did win a recent round with trial in preparation for this. Seven, Jet Ski, will just need a little bit of luck from a sticky draw today. But did go run fourth at Canterbury first up. And that looks like a good form race. Yeah, Dash won it. Petronius ran second and did win on the Kensington track on the 4th of September. So I think that's a good form reference. And one, Brilliant Squared, would have preferred this horse stepping up in trip second up today. Hit the line well at Newcastle first up behind Stylish Pattern. 2, 3, 7, and 1.
And $6 for your top fancy there in that race. To race 7, a benchmark 70. Michelle Ritchie's got the favourite at the moment, $2 due, currently at $3.30. Three Golden Hits just drifting out a little bit to $4.60. Nine Mixed New Chick at $9. And Leamy Astray, Mick, has been a mover this morning, $12.10 and now $9.50.
2, 11, 3, and 6, the tips here. Going with that Dolly's Due, she's just so consistent. She's won 7 from 28. Was second to Rock at Canterbury last time after being slow away, and Rock since come out and won again. She loves this track. She's going to get a beautiful run from gate number one. I know she's a slight distance clear. She's never gone round at the 1,400 metres in the past, and she is creeping up in the weights, but she has a touch of quality. 11, 10, Arena's pretty adaptable, can go forward or back. Should be running on today. Golden Hits is racing consistently. This horse finished second here at Kembla behind Electrified last time when off a six-week let-up. And six, Leamy Astray, you can see there has been some money for this runner. Has had two starts here at Kembla and has been unplaced on each occasion, but was very good winning at Maruya two starts back in an open handicap. 2, 11, 3, and 6.
The last, Nindamos, number 2 here for Godolphin and Grant Buckley. It's the $3.80 favourite. Rancho Nontoris, number 3 at $5. 10, Autocratic at $5. And Flash Prince here for Les Bridge. It's been 7 to 5.50.
3, 10, 7 and 2, the tips in the lucky last. Rancho Notorious goes on top. Yeah, no, right to win here at Kembla last time. Bumped into some smart horses in Princess Siri and Fathom. And got back, got into a bit of strife a couple of times up the home running. He picked himself up and won. He's been a very unlucky horse throughout his career, and now that he's got that confidence-building win last start, he might be able to string a few together. A 10, Autocratic, probably has the best form on paper, but is first up from a spell. I should get a nice run here off the inside draw. 7, Regal Stage, can go forward and run a cheeky race, and no knock on to Nindamos, who looks